In an area where tensions always seem high, there's a Boulder-based organization that's focused on ground-level solutions. The group, called Sustainable Israeli-Palestinian Projects, or SIP, works in the region on projects that bring Palestinians and Israelis together. We're joined now by SIP President Peter Ornstein and board member Bernard Amade, who's a professor of engineering at CU Boulder and who also co-founded Engineers Without Borders. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure to be with you today.
The Sustainable Israeli-Palestinian Projects organization focuses on these grassroots level projects. These are things that often involve collaboration between single people, a single Israeli and a single Palestinian. Tell us about why you think it's important to focus on these ground floor relationships rather than statewide initiatives.
You know, last year we launched a mini grant program to support projects that align with our mission, which enhances community building and environmental protection in Israel and Palestine. We're partnering with the Science Training Encouraging Peace, or STEP program, where we help support two individuals, two women, one Israeli, one Palestinian, who are graduate fellows doing environmental research at Ben-Gurion University in the Negev. And the idea is that these students would work closely together throughout their graduate studies, learn about each other's culture and background, and develop social and professional bonds that will last, you know, well into the future. And two of the projects that we are helping to fund include teaching Arabic to Jewish kids in Tel Aviv and teaching Hebrew to Bedouin women in unrecognized villages in the Negev. Both of them involve cross-cultural education and empowering both the teachers and the students to be more comfortable in each other's societies.
Absolutely. And communication is key here. People cannot listen to each other and understand each other. How can they find a common ground together? Projects like that bring people together and make them realize that, well, they are pretty much the same.
I'd love to hear about some of SIP's environmental initiatives. Peter, I understand that SIP has worked to address problems of electronic waste burning, as well as clean water in Israeli and Palestinian areas.
Most of our work is in the environmental arena, and this ranges from providing technical assistance in waste and sewage management to facilitating the use of inexpensive biodigesters to convert compost and farm waste to cooking gas in off-grid farms and communities, and to assisting with the creation of an environmental education center in Edna. But as you mentioned, one of our longer projects involves the open burning of electronic waste near Hebron. And electronic waste, such as used computers or anything that gets plugged into a wall from both Israel and Palestine, were ending up in the West Bank, where the Palestinians would repair and extract valuable metals and then sell those metals to the Israelis. The primary method for extracting these metals was simply to burn the scrap electronics in the open fields. And this creates enormous health risks to the burners, to nearby Palestinian and Israeli communities. SIP was approached, and we connected with Ann Peters, who is a Boulder-based electronic waste expert. And what followed was a series of workshops that Ann put on in both the West Bank and Israel, and a deep relationship with the Green Land Society, which is the main Palestinian NGO that's working to address this issue. But it didn't stop there. And we also connected the Palestinian NGO Tamara Glustrom, who is the co-coordinator of Boulder's Rotary Club's Sustainability Committee. And as a result, the Boulder Rotary, in addition to Jerusalem Rotary Club, are working with the Greenland Society to refurbish computers for local schools.
Bernard, you're about to launch a new initiative in or around Jerusalem called the All Nations Cafe. It's a reboot of a program that ended in 2015. What can you tell us about that?
All Nations Cafe, to give you a little bit of background, started in 2005 by some young people in Jerusalem. And the idea was to create a site, essentially a place, a physical place, where young Palestinians and young Israelis would talk together, have a coffee together, sing together, dance together, argue together, a place to connect. In 2015, it stopped. And so we are relaunching All Nations Cafe, called it All Nations Cafe 2.0, on June 24th in Jerusalem, building on the successes of the previous version. But adding to it, a component of exchange, working together, learning about conflict resolution, having workshops, training, entrepreneurship, working on basic technology. And our vision is even broader than that. We are going to expand it. So there will be All Nations Cafe, Jerusalem, Paris, London, Denver. And the idea here is to tap into the energy of the youth. There are so many young people around the world who want to change the world yesterday. But how do we now sit down and how do we change the world today and tomorrow? How do we take that energy and essentially transmute it into action?
How would you characterize the collective goals of all of these projects?
Last week, Sabri Saddam, Deputy Secretary General of the Fatah Central Committee, said, "The conflict has proven over the years that no party is capable of throwing the other into the sea. So eventually there will be sanity in this part of the world and there will be coexistence." So if the other leaders and the Palestinian Authority and Hamas and in Israel can get that message that neither the Jews nor the Palestinians are going anywhere, and they can recognize the human dignity of each other, then I am optimistic that political solution can happen.
The conflict can be classified as what it's called an intractable conflict. 5% of all conflicts in the world are intractable. In other words, we cannot address them with traditional conflict management methods. So the way I look at the work of SIP, providing a new narrative to the conflict. What is that new narrative? I think it's an open-ended question there, of course, but it's optimistic. It is that quote from Albert Einstein, that problems cannot be solved with the same level of thinking that created them. But it's not just on the same level of thinking. It's the problems cannot be solved with the same level of compassion, with the same level of leadership, with the same level of peace that created them.
Bernard Amadé and Peter Ornstein with the Sustainable Israeli-Palestinian Projects Organization based in Boulder. Thank you both so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.